It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is 7:06. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for listening. A lot to talk about, including the shooting at Georgia High School. This was in Winder, Georgia, Appalachia High School. 4 dead. 2 teachers, 2 students. The shooter, allegedly 14 years old. Kamala and Joe couldn't speak up fast enough about gun control.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
There's no way a 14-year-old can legally get their hands on the gun. No gun control laws would prevent that. Metal detectors maybe may have helped, but it was school resource officers responding quickly that stopped him from shooting more people. But, yeah, I mean, this is a problem that gets really more coverage than it should. Not that it's not grotesque. Not that it doesn't play on your fears if you're a parent and your kids are in school. It does those things. But there's a much greater chance that your child, something else, is going to befall them. Or actually, the odds are extremely high that nothing of this sort will ever happen to your kids.
Oh, but Kamala just knows that parents, their biggest fear every single day is their child will go to school and not come home.
Yeah, that's
every single day. That's what parents think about.
Well, you better wonder if your kid goes to school and or to a party and experiments with drugs, as many young people have, and they don't come home.
Yep,
because whatever they did was laced with deadly fentanyl that came from south of the border because of the open borders, or there's a greater chance your child could become the victim of an illegal immigrant.
Oh, absolutely.
We could do those stories every day about them committing heinous crimes, rapes, and murders.
Yep.
Every single day. So, if you're worried about your kids, you have much more to worry about on those things.
Yes.
Local crime. John Wyatt Hutchinson Goodwin, 29 years old, arrested yesterday. This from the Alachua Chronicle, by the way. Arrested yesterday, charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and armed robbery after allegedly stabbing a coworker in an attempt to steal money. The coworker probably knows you.
Yeah.
Probably tell the cops, you know, who you are.
Your boss probably knows where you live. Where to find you?
And if you stab somebody, they're going to have to get medical care, and that leads to, of course, other questions, and then law enforcement's going to be involved. Listen to how this is, because think about Melrose. It actually sits on, well, a few counties just about come together there. So listen to this. Alachua County Sheriff's deputies on August 13th were contacted by Bradford County Sheriff's Office. An incident that happened on the Alachua County side of Melrose. Deputies made contact with the victim at UF Health Shands. Victim says, I was stabbed twice in the upper back, resulting in a collapsed lung. The victim said that earlier in the day, he and a woman went to a Melrose bank to cash his paycheck. When he arrived back at the woman's house, Goodwin, a co-worker, who was also reportedly inside the house, allegedly punched the victim in the face. The victim reportedly responded by grabbing Goodwin around the chest. Goodwin allegedly stabbed the victim twice in the back with a steak knife.
Oh, my goodness.
The victim said, Godwin said, give me your money. And at that point, he ran out the front door to a neighboring house, and the neighbor drove him to a hospital in Stark, where Bradford County Sheriff's Office was informed about the incident. A few hours later, Putnam County Sheriff's Office arrested Goodwin on a Marion County warrant.
Oh, my.
And an Alachua County Sheriff's Deputy interviewed Goodwin at the Putnam County Jail.
Everybody was involved.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Now, he post-Miranda, he admitted that. He knew the victim. Of course, you know, he didn't stab him. He didn't do this or that.
Right.
But you might want to be aware, before you pass judgment on this guy, he does have, he's 29 years old.
Not a kid.
7 felony convictions. Don't worry, nonviolent.
Oh, yeah.
9 misdemeanor convictions. Only 1 violent. He served 3 state prison sentences.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
With his most recent release in October. He hasn't even made it a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. He's also, by the way, designated a career offender.
You think?
So Judge Susan Miller Jones ordered him held without bail, pending a hearing on a motion from the state attorney's office to hold him without bail until trial. Let's hope so.
Don't let Kamala Harris hear about that. She'll get him out.
But, I mean, how many other counties could be involved?
Oh, yeah, but you got, yeah.
Marion County, Putnam County, Alachua County, Bradford County. Yeah. Did I leave anybody out?
I don't know.
I think I got them all.
Well, good morning to all our sheriffs who are listening.
And the deputies.
So, yes.
And good job getting this. Vermin.
Oh, my.
Man.
But see, this is what frustrates people. Whether it's an American citizen like this that just continually does this, you'll see the people that have had 15, you know, driving while drunk, whatever your state calls them. The guy that had been deported 16 times and then gets involved in a car accident, kills somebody, gets a year in jail. Like, people are tired of these repetitive criminals.
And you wonder, is he disturbed? Or is it a drug or addiction problem?
What's the?
I don't know, but you've done 3 stints already in state prison, and you're only 29, and you committed a what appears to be allegedly, you know, a felony with a deadly weapon.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So,
I mean,
so does their mind actually think, I work with this person, I'm going to demand their money, I'm going to attack them, I'm going to stab them, and nothing's going to happen. It'll be fine. Really?
Part of the, in this kind of situation, this criminal mind, it's not a criminal mind thinking things out. Clearly, it is just the opposite. The inability to not overreact to every situation, to see, like, you couldn't play chess with someone like that because they can't see one step ahead, let alone 2 or 3. And that the nature of that is cortisol in the brain, and when you're a child, and there's a lot that goes along with that. Of course, it's no excuse.
No.
Disturbed people, I mean, they have, like, any situation, and in their minds, they're, you know, in most cases, somewhat simple-minded. You're the bad guy, and you owe me money for something, and I'm going to come and get it. And that's now, some of these things occur. Back to the school shooting. The FBI was alerted to the suspected Appalachian High School shooter over a year ago. Yeah, they've confirmed. The FBI, in a joint statement with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, revealed that the shooter, alleged shooter, was on law enforcement's radar more than a year before Wednesday's school shooting. There were several anonymous tips that they admitted they received about online threats to commit a school shooting. It would be interesting to find out what the follow-up was to that. You telling me the FBI can't track down where an online threat is coming from?
Right.
Or is this kid sophisticated enough to, you know, run his stuff through Belarus? All right.
Yeah, you can deny doing something online, but they can find it.
Usually.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for What's Bugging You. Chance for you to air it out. Get it off your chest, whatever it is. Could be something small that's irritating you. In fact, I have a story about coffee.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's serious stuff there, Bob.
It is.
Okay.
All right. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in 877-975-9825.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The blame game.
You gotta love these idiots.
Republicans lay the blame at the feet of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Don't blame us.
It just keeps happening.
Sound off.
The country is going insane.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can almost see the weekend from here. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here as well. And it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Florida Pest Control. All right, you ready? 877-975-9825. And Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me? Believe it or not, there's a new kind of scam going out. At least it was new to me. Got an email the other day. It says, hey, we know what kind of websites you're looking at. You are a real filthy dog, and we're going to come over to your house. And they had my name, my phone number, and a street shot of my house. And they said, for us not to come to your house, you got to send us $2,000. Boy, I wish they would have come to my door. I would have introduced them to my 5'7". Too bad. They never called me. Bye.
No.
Wow. Quit. That is a new one.
Quit those naughty sites.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tanya. What's bugging you?
I just want to talk about the school shooting in Georgia. Just please don't put Harris in charge of the root cause of why these children feel this is the need for something them to do. But they need to realize that all this rhetoric they're feeding our children and brainwashing them about everything is our children, they just don't know how to process it. I think they're acting out. They just need to be children and go to school and learn. Like, I'm 73, like I did when I was in school.
Yeah. I mean, but the vast majority of kids, you know, are well-behaved, and the vast majority of students will never face this or experience this, you know, in their school lifetimes. But, you know, it's hard to not want to at least talk about it. Pete, what's bugging you?
Well, back in 1968, when LBJ said he wasn't going to run for president, his vice president, Hubert Humphrey, was maneuvered to become the candidate, which sounds very familiar, doesn't it? And they used to call him the happy warrior because he was always cheerful and he had a very positive outlook on life. I'm amused when I hear Kamala talk about joy, because there was another country that emphasized joy. Their slogan was strength through joy, and that country was Nazi Germany. Thank you, Bob.
Ooh, didn't know that.
He's done his
homework. And by the way, did he say Herbert Hoover? He sucked.
No, Humphrey. Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah, okay. I tried a Hoover joke.
Yeah, I know. It sucked.
Yeah, I know. It was much. Anyway,
it's in
moving
the bag.
On.
It's in the bag.
I messed that up. Take that out of the podcast, please. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is while we endure Kamala's cackling about gun control and scratch our heads, wondering why those red flag laws just aren't working up in Georgia, what's bugging me is now we get to go through 5 years of judgments, 20 years of appeals, and about 60 years of taxpayer-funded free gym, free clothing, free meals, free housing for this punk, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll tell you what's bugging me is that when Kamala Harris, or Kamala Harris, was running for presidency the first time in 2020, she was an advocate for taking all police out of schools. Now, what would have happened yesterday if that resource officer hadn't have been there because she took him out if she had won? That body count would have been much higher. Think about it before you vote for her, folks.
Yeah, good stuff. That's another great point. 877-975-9825. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is the guy that shot President Trump, that tried to assassinate him, Crooks, Thomas Crooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had, from the information that I heard, is that the government took his body and cremated it within days of that assassination attempt. Now, have you heard about that?
I heard it, but I can't verify it. I haven't seen it anywhere.
Well, okay, well, does the government have the authority to do that, to cremate somebody's family member? Without, you know, I mean, that makes no sense. And he also had three encrypted overseas messaging accounts. What was that about? You know, they just kind of dropped this whole assassination attempt on President Trump. And that's bugging me. You know, we're not getting any information about that whole thing. It's a big, seems like a big cover-up to me. But.
Well, if you're not giving us the information, if this thing is true, yeah, that you're doing away with a body very, very quickly. What about them washing the roof off? That mm-hmm. seemed like that was done very quickly as well. Yeah. Oh, and then the story came out where most of them weren't even Secret Service there. They were Homeland Security agents with a 2-hour webinar for training.
But they watched the video, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rick. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Kamala, obviously. All her flip-flops before, you know, from what she said she used to have, now she has a different way. Don't you think the Democrats would do anything they could to get her elected? So if anything she was saying was true, don't you think they'd be putting some of those policies in place now, even before the election, so they could show that she really means what she's saying?
Hmm. Yeah, and I don't know why the delay of putting out your policies.
Right.
Unless you just you're completely, I don't. There's people that do that. I just don't.
But that ties into the same thing of here's what I'm going to do if you vote for me. Well, if you believe in it, why aren't you doing it now?
And can you at least articulate it somewhat? It doesn't have to get extremely detailed like an actual bill.
Right.
It doesn't have to be 99 pages. Mm. Let's go to Pat. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Oh, I'm just. So pissed off with Democrats and, oh, let's take the guns. It's not the guns that hurt people, it's the individual. Okay, these kids are needing some help.
Yep.
They're being bullied in school. My daughter went through this. She got bullied in school. And these video games that teach them violence and going in and shooting up a whole room full of people.
It does desensitize certain individuals more than others. Yeah. If you already have some underlying issues, maybe on meds, off of meds, something like that, it all plays a part of it. Everyday stress, being a teenager, like you say, bullying a factor. It's, 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation. What's bugging you? Hey, if Kamala can be a change artist, why can't one of the hosts from CNN change and, you know, and come back? Well, he has. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
In the moments
I am not going to exploit,
when the world hangs on every word,
my opponent's youth and inexperience,
one mistake can change the course of a campaign.
I really don't know what he said.
And rewrite history.
Pass the torch.
If we didn't have a debate, he'd still be there.
Now,
Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris will face off.
Here's Sky complete coverage of the Trump-Harris debate.
An opportunity.
We have to set the record straight.
Every moment, live Tuesday the 10th on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Thursday, 7:34, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Program note, tonight, 7 o'clock, are you surviving or thriving? Listen tonight at 7 o'clock for an Odyssey conversation on inflation, the economy, interest rates, and more right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. All right, I'm going to have to take a couple sips of coffee before I dig into this one, if you know my Greg.
Well, and apparently coffee is kind of an issue for you this morning, Bob. Kind of an issue.
I have to admit, I am powerless over coffee. As it became part of my daily routine, I didn't drink coffee until I was 31 years old.
Are you serious? Really?
I took a sip of my father's Sanka.
Ugh.
Decaffeinated, powdered instant, whatever you want to call it.
Probably had saccharin in it, too.
He didn't sweeten it. He would just put a little bit of milk in it.
Real.
So as a little kid going, Gandy, yeah, let me try it. Sure, son. Yeah, try this. I'll never drink coffee again. And I didn't until I was 31.
I understand it now.
So here we are now, especially the last, 23 years, getting up and doing the morning show, getting up at 3:30.
Oh, yeah.
So I look forward to my coffee every day.
Uh-huh.
Well, Betsy gets it ready like the day or night before, and I really appreciate that. So I just hit the button, and then I jump in the shower. When I come out, it's all done, ready to go, and I'm on my way. Well, it has happened a few times here and there. Forget to put the water in, forget to put the coffee in. Mm. Things happen, right? But this time, water was in there, coffee was in there, and this is kind of newer to us, and it's not the Keurig, but it's like a single cup thing. Yeah. And the coffee generally was, you know, decent. I mean, I guess whatever you put in.
You know? Yeah, that's what you get out.
But today, it didn't work. It flashed like it was, you know, it turned on like it was working. It made a noise like it was working, so I do what I always do. I go jump in the shower.
Oh, no.
I come out. Cup's empty. Maybe a few drops in there.
Uh-huh.
I check the water there. I check the coffee there.
Yeah.
Well, I just hit the button again.
Yeah.
It turns red. A little bit of water comes out. It's obviously not heated. There's no like steaming effect.
Right.
And so I tried it several times. Plug, unplug it. Did everything. No go. Probably clogged in some way.
Paperclip. That's your answer. Yeah.
So at that point, and I'm smart enough to think ahead because I love my half and half.
Oh, yes.
That's really what I love is half and half. I just like it mildly coffee flavored. So I pour in the half and half in my, you know, my big metal cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I even put my Splenda in there. Yeah. So now I'm ready to go.
Right.
So I hit in Melrose. I hit the Circle K there. And they have, like, the same kind of thing now. They're all newfangled.
Sure. Yeah.
Where you pick your coffee and it's
the
single
size
serve
of the cup.
And it's fine, man. I went with 24 ounces. Leave me room for the stuff.
Right.
Perfect. Right? I'm good to go. Jump in my car, don't think a thing of it. I get down the road, go to take a sip. I'm having trouble with my speech today because I think I'm missing half my tongue. I burned it off.
Oh, no.
I burned off half my tongue.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
Mm. So it was super hot, and I'm thinking, how can it be hot? I had cold, you know, half and half, in the, and I put a fair amount in there. You know what I mean? Like, it definitely should impact the temperature. So then I go, well, maybe it needs to be stirred up because it also was strong. It wasn't sweet at all. I go, man. And then I'm thinking in my head, did I do what I thought I did? You know, you start to lose it, and your body's going, caffeine. But no, I know I did it right. So now I'm looking for an instrument to stir it. So I find a pen.
Oh, no.
Because there's nothing else. I'm in the car. I'm driving. And I take a pen, and because the cup, you know, it's those big metal cups, whatever they are, 24, 26 ounces, whatever.
The pen's going to be too short.
So what do you got to do? You got to get down in there to stir it up.
On the bottom of
so
the cup.
So yes. I'm missing the tips of some of my fingers that also melted off. And still, I mean, that helped just a tiny little bit. And I'm taking the cup lid off, and I'm blowing out. I'm doing everything.
While driving to work in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guess the point of the whole thing is, you know, when you have a routine and you look forward to it, and in your mind and your body physically tells you, you've got to have this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is amazing how, well, you're addicted, you want it, you need it, and how that can just set your day off. Can just set it on the wrong foot. And so I guess that's... that's my coffee story for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I guess, the tongue will heal.
Oh, eventually, yeah.
The fingertips.
The mistake that I make, and I try not to do it, and it's only happened a few times, and maybe people have done this. You're getting ready to go out the door, and there's something additional that you need to take with you that's not part of your morning routine or daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, your brain goes, oh, well, your hands are full, and you forget something that you take every day.
Yep.
I mean, a couple of times over the last 7 years, I've left my coffee at home because I was bringing something additional. And my brain just like, oh, you got everything. You're good. You know, I got your wallet, you know, all this.
So that begs the question, how far will a person go and still turn around? Still turn around. Because remember, when I'm leaving Keystone, there's nobody locally there pouring coffee at the pre-4 a.m. hour.
No.
But Melrose, that's Circle K is 24 hours. So that's my only hope. And same thing really for fuel as well.
Right.
But how far will you go? I've turned around before, but if I get past the light at 100 or whatever,
So the going back and then the coming back, that segment adds how much time to your drive?
Well, if you had, you know, just even 5 or 8 minutes you're 16 minutes. Right. And because you and I do kind of a precision thing, because I've been doing this so long, I do measure it out to the point to where I can still get my prep done effectively and also get as much sleep as humanly possible.
Yes.
Oh, and it also happened to be one of the rare nights, and Greg can attest to this, because he has sleep problems at least 2 nights a week. Is that fair?
Probably.
Okay. I had one of your nights last night.
That's awful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm up. So, hey, I was delirious. If I Facebook friend you, I don't know what.
He's sorry. He doesn't know what he said.
Anyway, I was just trying to get back to sleep, and I did, and it's one of those things where you feel like, it was about 3 minutes. It was longer, but that's how it felt. And so the day's already kind of shifted against your favor.
Yeah, because all of your routines are messed up. All of them.
And it used to be, you know, look, you're on the air for 4 hours. Yes, you have to do prep work, but suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
So I always have. Mm-hmm. That's why I very rarely ever would call in sick. I enjoy what I do. But now it's not just, you know, the prep and the work day, and 4 hours on the air does take a certain amount of energy, a lot of it.
It does.
And then there's always stuff to do after. And I'm not complaining about that, but it's just the nature of things and how they've changed. So it's one thing, I'll suck it up. I can suck it up. But now, this is when I get worried that, you know, I'm going to, like, doze on the way home.
Right. Well, it's funny, too, because, and again, it's all about perspective. Like, people ask me, well, Greg, you and Bob get up so early. When does your alarm go off? And you were talking about we literally live in a world of minute by minute. My alarm goes off at 3:08 with a backup at 3:12. Why? Because that is the window that lets me sleep the longest, get up, walk in, do the cough, hit the button like you do. I prep it the night before, do all the things. If I'm going to grab a bite to eat, I want to make sure the world didn't blow up overnight before I come to work.
Right.
And then I'm out the door at about 5 minutes till 4, give or take a minute. It's all within that 3-4 minute window.
Oh yeah,
every single day.
So if some glitch gets in
it
there,
it throws us off.
The whole thing is thrown off. Yeah,
but that's why it's not 3, because I can sleep till 3:08, and it's why it's not 3:15, because now there's not enough time.
How often do you sleep past the 3:08?
Very rarely, because I don't want the 3:12 to go off, and I also know that 2 or 3 minutes is going to be throwing me off when I want to see the 3:30 headlines come on. And just, again, make sure the world is still here.
And if you haven't picked it up by now, I'm a little anxious.
Yeah.
And Greg is anxious times 1,000.
throw in my OCD. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that.
So that's, throw in my ADD, ADHD.
And you see why our oppositeness of that works. Because, there you go.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you know some people that drive electric cars. So people in electric cars.
Yeah.
Do they listen to AC/DC or something more current?
Wow.
Been dying to use that one. It was killing me.
Oh, that is shocking.
Get
even
it,
from
AC/DC.
You.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. What?
Huh?
I said that's shocking even from you. Yeah, AC/DC, current.
I thought you'd give me a little more resistance.
Yeah. Wow.
What you got now? Let me drink some of this coffee so I can get really amped. How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Stay grounded, Greg.
Welcome to my world,
Stay
people.
Golden, pony boy.
Welcome to my world.
So, CNN rehires one of their leading bozos back just in time to put on his clown act for the presidential campaigns. I'll explain.
It's sad.
Coming up. It is 7:45. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah, now you're getting wired.
Back to doom and gloom, death and destruction.
Breaking news!
No,
I like talking about coffee.
I know we do. We need a little respite, a little break.
Yeah, we do.
From, things like school shootings.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, it's just, I hate to say it. I'm not writing it off, but it is what it is. In case you haven't heard, though, this was a school shooting that happened yesterday around 10:39 a.m. in Georgia High School. Mm-hmm. 4 dead. 2 of those were teachers. 2 were students. The suspect is 14-year-old and... school resource officers are the ones that that stopped him, got him to surrender. And this was on the FBI's kind of list. They had been sent things about online threats specifically, mm-hmm. and that was a year ago.
Yeah, but he denied them, Bob. He said he didn't do it. So, move on, right?
Well, apparently that's what they did. And so that's a little bit troubling.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got that. And then you've got whatever's old is new again, the remaking of Kamala Harris. Is this because of that? This guy, he looks like a weasel and he behaves like a weasel and everything that comes out of his mouth is weasel-like. Brian Stelter. Does that ring a bell at all?
Yes.
Usually you only see him on highlights when Fox News is basically making fun of him. Because he says some inane and stupid things. Well, he got fired a couple years ago. And supposedly one of the reasons why was because him and Jim Acosta, remember him? Mm. He was always a jerk that was in the press room at the White House or whatever.
Yeah.
Big jerk. Anyway, they let those guys go when a new guy came in. This guy Lick came in management. And what he saw was CNN really pushing to the left from an ideological standpoint. And he also knew that they were losing viewers. So he was kind of trying to reel it back in without making it too obvious. So he let go of 2 of these guys, Jim Acosta and Brian Stelter, as a move to make them appear less lefty, less radical.
Right.
Well, now, what do you say after that period? Now you're bringing this bozo back?
What's that message?
I mean, I didn't look at the numbers, but I know overall CNN is...
Oh, they're in the tank.
They've been hurting.
They're in the tank.
And so is this guy? really going to help you? He's one of those guys that, if I can just be blunt, he's one of those guys that may not have ever done anything to you, but just looking at him, you want to punch him in the face.
Well, imagine, he looks a little like George Costanza, the character from Seinfeld, kind of like him. And then
But not funny.
And everything he says usually turns out to be wrong. I mean, he's, you know, telling us about, you know, laptop, you know, stuff. And he's just wrong.
That's why. And he's not just returning. He's returning as the chief media analyst. He's going to analyze the media while he's at CNN.
Really?
Oh, but he's new. He's a changed man. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
wow.
He said, after 20-plus years as a news junkie, I changed my media habits. I tuned out for a bit, and I was incredibly lucky to have time as a stay-at-home dad. Well, good for you,
That's nice.
That's nice. He said, but when Sonny and Story were at school, I tried on a variety of other hats. Harvard fellow, BBC talking head, magazine writer. I wrote for 20-plus outlets and learned about the ups and downs of freelancing, and I experienced the news more like an everyday consumer. In doing so, I learned a whole lot about the attention economy and the information ecosystem. So this time around will be different because I am different. Brian Stelter.
My. His kids are named Sonny and Story, did you say?
Yeah.
Story.
Yeah.
Kid of a newsman. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's different. Different.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not making fun of the kid.
No.
It's just, you wonder where people come up with things.
Yeah. But
he's a changed man, though, right?
Yeah. I don't really.
We'll be the judge of that.
Understand it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's back, and he's the chief media analyst. I mean, it's not hard to analyze CNN or MSNBC.
No, pretty easy, actually.
It's like, here's the line where it becomes lefty. Then look way down yonder, and that's where they are.
Uh-huh.
You can't even see how far left they are. Do you know why, Greg?
Why is that?
Because of the curvature of the Earth.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I'm positive.
Okay.
They're 7 miles to the left.
When I heard that he was coming back, I was just like, what are you people? I mean, are you desperate? You know, again, your ratings are in the tank. Your reputation, just, you've got nothing credible anymore. I mean, all your people, they're not credible. It's just, and nobody watches it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Senator Rick Scott, by the way, has a Democrat challenger, Debbie McCarsel Powell. And the issue with her is she seems to know more about politics in other countries. Well, she was born in Ecuador. Now, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But when asked about legislation to bar non-citizens from voting in federal elections, the SAVE Act,
yeah,
nobody could get a straight answer from her.
That tells you something.
Yeah, but she did say dictator Nicolas Maduro, she said he was trying to steal an election and targeting the opposition. Kind of like...
Sounds familiar.
Targeting the opposition.
Huh, maybe put him in jail or something. I don't know.
Yep.
Yep.
Special guest Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. We're going to talk to him next. A lot of things going on in Marion County. Don't go anywhere. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.